and gentlemen. Offset dicking around, making sure that the audio levels were set right. Volumes up on their computer and on their phones. Total gong show.
Let's talk about the week, Bub. How's it been? This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, it's been a good week so far, man. It has been a long week. We have gotten a ton of projects crushed out here at BEM. I don't know what we've delivered this week alone, but it has been a ton of projects, a lot of stuff going out and hitting the streets. And let me tell you, these things are looking like pure animals and works of art when they roll out.
A lot of great stuff. How about the SEMA 19 Mustang?
SEMA 19. Yeah, hey, listen, we just took that thing in, you know, over the past couple days, naturally, like, we'll show some sneak peeks of that thing, but it is going to SEMA, so you don't get the final unveil until then. We decided to go ahead and take and bump that thing up just another level last night, actually. So there's going to be a lot more custom body mods and molds going on there, and that thing is going to be seriously fat.
It's
going to
look really, really good, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah.
I was talking to Bruce Chang over there at Extreme Dimensions, ladies and gentlemen, and he wanted to see pictures. I just can't do it right now, Bub, because I'm not ready to let that out there for the world to see.
That's right.
How about that, Bub? So, Bub, we had a lot of requests come in. We're going to be talking about a lot of information today. We had a lot of requests come in last week, as you know, while we were live with the 18 Mustang that you were finishing up. And I believe it was Joe Kramer out in Vienna.
Doing a lot of crazy performance mods on a lot of the Mustangs, the F-150 pickups, getting those things from base model at the Ford. All wanted to know about the coatings that we use here, whether it be from a polish standpoint. To you guys today on who it is.
Bob, good morning, Bob Simmons out there. Oh, Diesel knows. How about that? So we talked, Bob.
That's kind of where it started, right? So as you know, in today's. What it is, it's continually evolving, literally the evolution that's going in with it. Well, the old school days of what? Waxing 100% yes.
So, Bob, what would that be? Give me an example.
Very aerodynamic and sleek in the front end. You're driving naturally on the right, like the clear brawls. Naturally, you know, those things used to be, you know, just right within the first 8 no one else can see it, but I can see it. Stuff that people put on. Body shops used to do it. I'm talking like, you know, into the early 2000s, kind of that stuff was coming out versus that black leather crap.
Terrible. Sand underneath it? Yeah.
So you're working with these clear films. Most companies down here in South Florida use a company. But you can also do things aside from a clear film. You can actually put on protectants that have different hardness levels, and that's actually a coating that goes on top.
So it is stronger than wax.
Yep.
The workforce here at BEM.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's chosen. Cars got him a very good going across the line. And so since Joe Kramer last week was asking about in-house detail company to the table.
That's right, we did, which strictly here, all we use is BEM. Which you know, that quality shine is just stupid. Cars, it's not just paint them and send them out from the booth, it's paint them and $1,500 to $3,000, and then before you even get into talking about ceramic coatings,
I was sharing with everybody last week, but we saw an example of, you know, what happened. It's, and there are different hardness.
Yeah, different buyers wax. Yes, there are great waxes out there, but environment. So all of that stuff comes into
ceramic coating.
Oh, 100%.
HD-detailing. What's going on? Tell us about waxing.
About 2009, 2010. And I mean, it just brings low maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, wax in South Florida, the humidity and the heat really melts right off your. Twelve months a year versus you got ceramic coating, it's gonna have to be 4. This stuff lasts at the base package 2 years. At the highest package available, it could be 10, 12 years. And they actually come with a warranty as well, too. So that's Ceramic Pro. I can't say that for all.
Yes.
There's three different package levels for Ceramic Pro. We have their base package would be a 2 year, and that's 2 years on the paint. So from the moment we put that on, after it cures for 72 hours, it is warranted for 2 years. So any oxidation,
I mean, that's
any
a long time, bro.
Right? And they're out of that thing, turned in with scratch.
Can't keep up. You put that ceramic on there, you do brain-free washes, and that's it.
A lot of labor involved in this as well.
There is. You know, depending on what kind of car you have, if you get in your car brand new and you bring it to us, it's going to be a lot less prep work than a car that's sanding, compounding, polishing. Depending on exactly what position your car is in when we get it, it's going to depend on how much pricing you're going to put into it as well too. So, you know, if someone brought their brand new 2019 Ford Mustang SEMA, maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They brought,
that
yeah,
point,
they,
huh?
I don't know about that.
Point.
But, yeah. Because there's swirls in it, done it myself. I know for sure that car prep is ready to go.
Yep.
Do a quick one stage polish after I clay bar it, and it's ready to coat. Something on a coupe. You know, the price goes up
sure.
From there as well, too.
We use it a lot here in South Florida on boats as well.
Boats are excellent, you know, and I always knock on wax with cars because, I mean, you're talking about sheet metal, aluminum, that stuff heats up really easy outside,
really easy, yeah.
You know, especially on a black car,
oh,
wax
yeah.
Might mm-hmm. last 3 days on your car. If you put wax on your car and you parked it out, 3 to 6 months lasting for a coat of wax, you know, which isn't terrible, but the ceramics are going to give you 3-4 years of protection versus that. You don't have to worry about pulling it out of the water, paying someone X amount of dollars to keep waxing it, and then there's no guarantee that you're still not going to have to compound or polish it, you know, after this, you know, let's say you kept that wax coat on every 6 months, you know, at the end of 2 years, you still might have to compound and polish that hole. Versus if you put ceramic pro on it, you didn't have to wax it, you're never going to have to compound and polish it. If you get it re-ceramicked every 3 to 4 years, you're covered. You're good.
And this, Bub, this is the reason you were talking about the paint protection being so important.
Yeah.
Because once you put this layer over the top of it, it's done, right?
Yeah, I mean, once it's, when you lock these things in, like you mentioned, I mean, these things lock in for a minimum time of 2 years, starting at 2 years, right? So it's not just like perfect candidate, for example. This 2019 Aston would be a perfect candidate straight from Aston of Palm Beach.
Sure.
Into the shop, sealed environment, and then that is when you would want to eat. Microfiber detailing cloth that put little light. Coatings that go on top. So you want to make sure that paint correction step is done. That's like for a very first step.
And you were talking last week on the show about how imperfected the Chevrolet or the GM paint line is. So this would be an example of how you got to really smooth that thing out and get that a piece of glass, because once you seal that, it's done, isn't it?
I've had people come to me 3-4 months after they bought their car. They took it to a couple auto washes. I mean, they had some Joe Schmo wash it wherever the hell, and it looks like they ran sandpaper. You're like, wow, that looks so shiny. I can't believe this thing could ever look bad. And then 3 months later, after letting a couple guys get hold of it, it looks terrible. It looks like it just got, you know, ran through bushes or something like that.
How about here in South Florida, Bub? We have very flat. Police on top of you all the time.
Yeah.
And you can move. And
about 2H to 3H. So, you know, when you're getting a product like Ceramic Pro 9H, you're getting at least 3 to 4 times the hardness on your front end and over the rest of the car as well, too. But that's going to protect you from rock chips, you know, sandblasting, bugs, marring your paint. I mean, those are all things that Ceramic Pro is offering protection for over there.
If somebody wants to have their car done in the Ceramic Pro, how much time does that take?
Geez, so the application process, based on the condition of the paint, could only take 1 day just for the application. If it was a really beat up car, it might take 2 days. But the curing process after the fact is where the time gets held up at. We could end up holding the car for about 3-4 days at the very max.
Just to let it set up, man.
Yeah, you gotta get that curing process. Pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work like that.
Exactly,
because we're offering a warranty with it. I can't warranty something, and Ceramic Pro won't warranty something that they didn't get to cure properly. Then you call me 3 months later and say, hey, it's got all this. Or send somebody out to the world.
Your car. It doesn't at all. If you were to factor in getting on the highway one time, literally could cost you that same exact amount it would have been to just get the coating done right out of the gate, compared to having 6 rock chips and having to pull your front bumper off and respray it. It would have been literally
BEM, but how do they get in touch with you and HD Detailing?
Definitely, we can follow us on Instagram, and that's @_HD_MobileDetailing, and you can find us on our website. I'm always available. Please give me a call. I'd love to give you a quote. And, you know, if I need to come out and check it out myself, I will definitely make that happen. But whatever it is, I can always give you a roundabout estimate over the phone as well, too.
Right on. Any other questions, Bub?
All good.
That answers it. We wanted our detailer to share it with the world. ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be ceramic, isn't it?
It's ceramic for the win.
Carl, thank you so much.
Hey.
So there we go, Bob. There goes Carl. Now we know it is ceramics. We have just
wax, or do you want to go all the way and just have that wax and show quality shine right out of the gate one time?
Yeah, man.
That's really what it comes down to.
Right on. And all the people who continue to watch this episode, man, they'll see this for a long time to come, and they'll know. Bob, another thing. Sunny South Florida are the exotic cars. Tell us a little bit about what this is, bud.
So yeah, man, this is a brand new Aston Martin Vanquish, right? So it doesn't get much hot sitting here ready to go and get hand delivered back to the client. What's crazy about this car? Waxes, right? They can literally fall off this car in 3 days, okay? Mm-hmm. So pure example right here, brand new car, no joke, from peel from all of the factory leather on this Ash on a brand new ride. In this case, we actually had this car brought in. We had to there, but it is done, it is detailed, and it is ready to go back to the client, and that's where this thing stands.
And it looks really good. And Bob, down in South Florida, we have very high rates of speed on our highway.
That's right.
As you transformation, the evolution of the business, we reached out to those guys because with these cars and people like Floyd Ragg and the, you know, all of those guys who drive these cars, you want to have that radar protection in the vehicle.
Right? Yeah.
And one of the things we did is we reached out to the good guys over there at Sierra Electric. Because we want to start putting the product in these exotics and the cars here in South
Florida. We just got this thing. We want to get it installed. Who can install it? Well, now. Showroom and install is going on right on location here at BEU.
So as people walk in. I want to. Jay, how are we doing today, man? Thanks for having me here. No, it's really, really appreciated. More than you'll ever know. I want to talk real quick. We're going to be getting into a whole product episode on these radar detectors and demonstrations, right?
Right.
Why should I be providing this equipment to somebody, man? What's the use in it?
There are cops out there who want to know where they are. The number one way to know where the police are, and when they're looking at you, you want to know why. So whether you're speeding or not, it's important to know who's on the road with you. Sometimes it's police, sometimes it's not, but with laser and radar detection and protection, you know that you have time to slow down, you have time to monitor your speed, you become a safer driver on the road. It's not necessarily for the
and I'm the guy who drives fast all the time, though.
Always.
All the time, man. What does today's radar technology bring to the table?
Radar detectors like this, the Redline EX from Escort, are completely undetectable to know whether or not you have a radar detector. And we're the only company who offers right up to the gun invisible radar detection.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy, Bob?
We also have laser detection. Can't buy that online, but you which is a wireless kit, very similar to this, are available online. They're available to the customer to take to their installer or install themselves. And then I have a dash cam attached to the directly to your mag mount.
How neat is that, Bob?
So you still have laser detection and protection even without the radar detector installed.
And in today's world, Bob,
have the max protection. But
something detector standpoint. I mean, all the way down to like motorcycle helmet.
Right, mm-hmm. And you get T-boned by somebody blowing the red.
Yep.
It's your word against theirs, unless you have it on camera.
That's right.
I'll give you an example. My daughter at 16 years old was hit by a couple in their 60s. Who were right then and there, she wasn't issued a citation. The insurance company knew whose fault it was. There was no there, but they started $200.
Right on, man. That's pretty cool, though.
Safety and protection as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. We'll be doing some live installs and showing you some.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Bob, that's going to wrap. Everybody else gets to see it as well, Bob.
That's right, man. If you guys haven't seen some afternoon and throughout the entire weekend, Instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, you'll see some of the before. Looking like a beautiful, laid out, fine piece of machine.
How about that, Bob? Any special plans
for
the weekend?
I don't know if I should have thrown that out, but I'm just going to let it flow. Who cares at this point?
Any special plans for the weekend?
Might go out and wind up there. I don't know when it started. It's typically like a 5 that way.
Right on, man. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it.
Yep. That's
next,
it, man.
Next week we'll jump into closer to the mic.
Jesus.
You said my mic.
All right, I gotta go. You're fading off.
See somebody who's got their hands full or a vet in a wheelchair, open the door for them. Somebody standing there needs a pair of shoes on their feet. Guys, reach into your trunk. You got an old pair of sneakers in there. You'd be glad to give them. And if you see somebody standing on the corner with the sign that says, we'll work for food, you know what? Coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Love